Do you ask for support? Do you ask for assistance? Do you ask for help? Are you good at it or not so good at it? So something to think about today is maybe you're excellent at it. Maybe you're excellent that if you run into a problem, an issue, a challenge, or you just think, wow, I can make my life so much easier if I ask for support or ask for a little help. Well, one of the things that I've noticed working, especially when I'm working with senior leadership teams, and I learn a lot about that, and high-performing teams, or what people would say they create high-performing results, is there's a lot of asking for support. And it's interesting because maybe you grew up like me, is that asking for support, asking for help, it's kind of like it kind of made me feel a little dumb, or it felt like maybe a little bit of a weakness. I don't think I actively perceived it that way, but it was like, hey, I don't want to show that I don't know what I'm doing. And one thing that I've found throughout life and working with these teams is that the ability to ask for support is directly relational to someone actually creating amazing results. And I think about a quote, or I think I heard the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, and it was either in his book or when we were working together at Microsoft, and he had said something about one of the traits that he admires or likes to see in leadership and leaders is the ability to say, I don't know. I don't know. And it's interesting because when you think about it, if you're a leader and you're leading a team of people, or, you know, especially is like, man, to say I don't know, it's kind of vulnerable, or it can be kind of vulnerable. So my message today is just be mindful, is are you making your life harder than it needs to be? Are you making it more difficult? Now, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a corporate leader or, you know, sports team leader, military team leader, where can I make my job so much easier? How could I create results in a much more effortless, easier, simpler, less drama-free, less stressed type of way if I ask for support? And let's clarify, what if it's, I don't know what asking for support could look like, Thomas. I don't know what asking for help could actually look like. I don't think I need help. What could that look like? That right there is an excellent question to ask people around you, an advisor, a mentor, or just someone. How do I ask for support? How do I ask for assistance? And that could be a powerful breakthrough. Because it's interesting. I remember I do this with audiences all the time where I say, hey, how do you, you know, ask for support? Why aren't you asking for support? And like, I don't know what that looks like. I say, great, you just asked for support. And the rest of the audience kind of smiles and they go, oh. Because even asking, like, I don't know how to ask for support. I don't know how to make my job easier. Great, you just asked for support from someone around you. So whether it's the direct route or I don't know, both of those are asking for support. And so here's the big picture with this is, where could you continue to make your life easier and get results and have results and things in your life be so much more, I think, just come to you easier if you ask for support and enroll those around you in supporting you in your vision of what you're creating and who you're being and all of that, whatever kind of project or cause that you're on. So just be mindful of that. Do you know how to ask for support, A? And B is, are you asking for support? Or maybe even you have the opportunity to transform your relationship with asking for support. But because for some of us, it's humbling. And it's also, maybe another interpretation is that it's your greatest strength. And it really opens the door to having and creating the things that you want in your life in a much more effortless way.